Listen, bitch, nobody wakes up and says, today I'm going to build a legacy of anxiety, emotional unavailability, and a career I secretly hate. Nobody sits down with a life plan and writes, goal, arrive at 60 having optimized entirely for other people's approval while quietly suffocating my actual calling. And yet, here we are, millions of people building exactly that, one busy, productive, well-scheduled day at a time. Not because they're bad people, but because nobody stopped to ask the question. And the question is this: what are you actually building? Not what are you working on, not what's your calendar, not what your LinkedIn says. What are you actually constructing day by day, decision by decision, with the one life that you were given? Because here's the thing about legacy that nobody tells you until it's almost too late. You are building one right now. Whether you're intentional about it or not, whether you've thought about it or not, whether you like what it's becoming or not, the building is happening. The only question is whether you're the architect or just the one showing up to pour concrete without ever seeing the blueprints. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. 18 episodes of this rebellion, and the people still here are not casual listeners. I appreciate you guys so much in case I have not said thank you lately, because I know you're the one that is feeling that shift. The one who has started asking harder questions about your health, your money, your relationship, your calling, your emotional life, your spiritual life, and you've decided that the comfortable answers weren't enough anymore. That is not nothing, that is everything. And I am so grateful. Thank you guys for tuning in here, because the world needs people who are building intentionally, not performing intentionally, actually building brick by brick, choice by choice, with a clear answer to the question, what am I leaving behind? I'm Brandon Lynette, podcast coach, and my message is your mess is your message. The life you've lived, all of it, including the parts that you'd rather not put in the highlight reel, is the exact raw material of the legacy you were made to build. And today I really want to talk about how to make sure you're building the right one. I am still looking for aligned sponsors this season. Integrity, health, sovereignty, truth. Check the show notes if that's you or you know someone. And let's talk about what you're leaving behind. Legacy is not what happens after you die. Legacy is what's happening right now. Every interaction with your kids is legacy. Every decision about your health is legacy. Every time you choose honesty over convenience or courage over comfort, obedience over approval, that is legacy being laid down in real time. And every time you choose the opposite, that's also legacy. It's just not the one you'd choose if you were thinking about it clearly. Imagine you're building a house. And you're busy, like really busy. You're running back and forth. You're carrying materials. You're hammering things, staying late, working weekends. You're absolutely putting in the work, but nobody ever showed you the blueprints, or worse, like someone showed you someone else's blueprints and you've been building from those. And 20 years in, you step back and look at what you've built and realize this is not the house I wanted. This is a beautiful, structurally sound, exhaustingly built version of someone else's house, and you have to decide what to do with that. That moment, the stepping back, the looking at what you've actually built, is one of the most disorienting experiences a person can have, especially when the house looks good from the outside, especially when other people are complimenting the house, especially when you've invested so much into it that admitting it's the wrong one feels like the most expensive fucking thing you've ever done. But here's the truth. The cost of staying in the wrong house forever is higher than the cost of building the right one late. And I want to talk about busyness as identity, because this one has reached epidemic levels and we are collectively pretending it's some kind of virtue. Busy has become the default answer to how are you, in the same way that fine has. Nobody actually means it. Nobody's actually unpacking it. It's just a socially acceptable way to signal that you're important, you're in demand, you're not someone who has idle time, because idle time somewhere along the way becomes suspicious. If you're not busy, you must not be doing enough. If you're not overwhelmed, you must not be ambitious enough. If you have any margin in your schedule, you must not be taking this seriously enough. So people fill every gap. They schedule over silence. They answer emails at 10 p.m., not because it's necessary, but because stopping feels like falling behind. And they confuse the feeling of being busy with the feeling of being purposeful. And those are not the same thing at all. One is motion, the other is direction. You can be in furious motion in entirely the wrong direction. A hamster on a wheel who is extremely busy, the hamster is going nowhere. And if your brain is like mine, this trap gets you, okay? Because your brain will hyper-focus on activity, any activity, as a way of managing the discomfort of uncertainty. If you're doing something, you don't have to sit with the question of whether or not you're doing the right thing. Busyness becomes the avoidance strategy for the deeper question, and that would require stillness to answer. And the deeper question, what am I actually building, and is it what I'm supposed to be building, is exactly the kind of open-ended, ambiguous, emotionally loaded question that our neurospicy brains will do almost anything to not sit with. Okay? So it stays busy. And the question stays unanswered, and the wrong house keeps getting built one productive day at a time. And then there's the spiritual cost of living someone else's definition of success. This one is sharp because the definition of success that most of us are working from was handed to us by parents, by culture, by a school system that ranked and sorted us, by an economy that assigned our value based on our productivity, big house, nice car, impressive title, certain income, certain body, certain social proof. And a lot of people chose that their whole lives and arrive, genuinely arrive. They got the thing and they feel nothing. Or worse, they feel terrible, that specific hollow feeling of someone who climbed the ladder and found it was leaning against the wrong wall. And that hollowness is not ingratitude. It is not even necessarily depression. It's the soul's honest response to being fed the wrong thing for a very long time. You cannot fill a God-shaped hole with achievement. You cannot resolve a calling with a promotion. You cannot build a legacy that matters by optimizing for metrics that were never measuring what actually matters. And this shows up in the person who is successful by every external measure and still lies awake at 3 in the morning with a specific unnamed ache. They have the income, they have the relationship, they have the followers or the title or the house, and they're genuinely grateful. They know it could be worse. They know people have it harder, and they still feel like something essential is missing. That feeling is not something to medicate or reform into gratitude. That feeling is just a compass. It is telling you that what you've built is real, but it's not the whole thing. There's more, and you damn well know it. It shows up in the grief of realizing that you've been building the wrong thing, and I don't want to honor this grief because it doesn't get enough space. When you've spent years, sometimes decades, building something that you realize is not what you were meant to build, that is a real loss. It doesn't matter if it looks good from the outside, the internal experience of that recognition is grief. Grief for the time. Grief for the version of who you worked so hard for, something that wasn't it. Grief for the calling that waited while you were busy elsewhere. That grief is not a dead end, it is the doorway. Because the moment you name it, and the moment you're honest about it, the moment you stop defending the wrong house and admit it's the wrong house, is the moment you can actually start building the right one. That's not starting over, that is starting with everything you've learned from what didn't work. That is the most expensive tuition in the world, turning the most valuable education that you have. And look at what you're passing down without realizing it. Your kids are not listening to what you say about what matters. They are watching what you do with your one life. They are absorbing your relationship with work, with money, with your spouse, with them, with your body, with God, with yourself. They're learning from you right now whether their worth is tied to their productivity, whether rest is safe or suspicious, whether the real version of a person is worth showing up as, whether God is relevant to daily life or just to Sunday mornings. You're the curriculum. The question is, what course are you teaching? And this is the thing about legacy that the rebellion reframes completely. The most powerful legacy you can leave is not a monument. It is a life so fully and authentically lived that the people around you get the permission to do the same. When your kids watch you choose your health over convenience, actually see you cooking the food, actually see you moving your body, actually see you protecting your sleep. They learn that their body is worth stewarding. When they watch you set the boundary and survive the discomfort of someone's disappointment, they learn that their peace is worth protecting. When they watch you pursue the calling, even when it's scary, even when the outcome isn't guaranteed, even when the people around you don't understand it or they don't believe in you or they minimize it or they laugh at it, those babies learn that the God-given assignment is worth the cost of obedience. That is the fucking legacy. Not the bank account you leave behind. Although financial legacy does matter, and I've talked about that, I think, in the third show. Not the social following, nobody gives a shit about that. The permission structure, the model, the proof that it's possible to be fully yourself, fully faithful, fully alive, and that those things are not in conflict with each other. Jesus built his entire ministry on this principle. 12 people, no platform, no marketing budget, no algorithm, just a life lived so completely in alignment with truth and love and purpose that the people closest to him were permanently changed by proximity. 2,000 years later, and we're still talking about it. That is legacy, not scale, depth, not reach. Those are roots, baby. And your specific mess, the exact combination of what you've been through, what you've survived, what you've learned the hard way, is the specific material your legacy is made of. Nobody else has it. Nobody else can build what you're supposed to build. The world loses something irreplaceable every day you spend building the wrong thing or building nothing at all. So start with the eulogy exercise. And I know this sounds morbid. I literally just was reminded about doing this from my other podcast. One of my guests said she did that. And I remember I did this years ago with a life coach, okay? So stay with me here because this really works. I want you to write it down. I want you to write down on a piece of paper what you want people to say about you at the end of your life. Not your resume, not your achievements. How did they experience you? What did your presence give people? What changed because you were here? Now look at how you actually spent last week and ask honestly, was that week building toward what I just wrote? If yes, fuck yeah, bitch, keep going. Hell yeah. And if there's a gap, the gap is your homework. I want you to translate the legacy question into something concrete if your brain is kind of off the rails like mine. Concrete and immediate, because abstract long-term thinking is genuinely harder if you're kind of struggling with future self-connection. Instead of what legacy am I building, ask what do I want the person I love most to say about me at dinner tonight? It's the same principle, but it's a lot shorter time horizon, much easier for your brain to work with, okay? And then you just build it out from there. And then okay, listen, bitch, do the one thing. I feel like I need that to be my next slogan. Do the one thing, because it's just one fucking thing at a time. Not the full pivot, not the complete overhaul, not the burn it all down and start fresh. The one thing that moves you 1 degree closer to the right house. One honest conversation, one decision made from calling instead of fear, 1 hour carved out for the thing that actually matters instead of the thing that just feels urgent. 1 degree sustained over time, 1 degree of course correction changes your entire destination. And I think this conversation lands in the center of everything. Because of everything we've talked about this season, every domain we've walked through, every pattern we name, and every trap we've called out, it all comes back to this. What are you building? And what is the thing you were made for? The rebellion was never about tearing things down for the sake of it, it was about clearing the ground so the right thing could actually be built. Because I am passionate about getting you grounded and healthy and financially free, relationally whole, spiritually rooted, emotionally regulated, fully visible, just genuinely yourself. That's the house. That's the legacy. And Jesus is not just the inspiration for it, he's the foundation, the way, the truth, the life. And that means the way to build it, the truth about what it's for, and the life it produces when you get it right. You have everything you need inside of you. You have the mess. You have the message. Now build the damn thing. If you feel this episode, if it landed somewhere deep inside, okay, like the show, subscribe, share it with someone that you love. And I need you to leave a written review. It takes less than 2 minutes But that's how the person who really needs this is going to find it. Head to brandonlynette.com, get on the list, watch the full episode when you subscribe to my YouTube channel because seeing it is different than hearing it. And if you're ready to stop building someone else's house and start building the one you were always supposed to live in, check the show notes so you can work with me, okay? Tell me your story. Tell me why you're the one who needs to be heard. I want to know what makes you special. Bitch, build your house. It's not too late.